This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Michael Molyneaux, the Chief Medical Officer of Cernomics, a biopharmaceutical company engaged in the discovery and development of RNAi therapeutics against cancer and fibrotic diseases. Dr. Molyneaux, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, Dr. Molyneaux, to kick things off here today, tell us about your background and what led you to Cernomics.
My background is in clinical medicine, so I practiced clinical medicine for about 20 years. I trained in Canada, board certified in both Canada and the United States, and then I moved into clinical trial industry about 15 years ago. The main driver for me to get into drug development was to develop drugs that had, you know, meaningful impact on patients' quality of life. A lot of physicians working in a clinic, a lot of it becomes disease management after a period of time. And I really wanted to make something new and impactful and that could really curb or cure disease. So that's what drew me into the clinical trial industry. So I've worked with a few different companies, and now I'm with Cernomics, and I'm in charge of global clinical operations, regulatory affairs, and medical affairs.
Certainly appreciate your giving us an overview of your background. Most helpful. Now, tell us, what is Cernomics exactly, and can you provide us with a background of the company and its current disease indication focus? That would be great.
Yeah, so Cernomics is a privately held biotech company. The headquarters is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. They were founded in 2007, and they've got we have subsidiaries in Suzhou and Guangzhou, China. And the focus of the company is siRNA therapeutics. So that is RNA that is used to impact or shut down the production of abnormal genes or proteins in the body. The company focuses on liver diseases predominantly, and we're targeting liver cancer and then also liver fibrosis.
Well, we certainly here at eHealth Radio appreciate what you're doing in the space. And for what your focus is, certainly the help is needed in these areas. Now, what are some available treatments for non-melanoma skin cancer? Get into some of those details.
The mainstay of treatment currently is surgical treatment. So they completely excise the tumor of the skin. So non-melanoma skin cancer is the most common form of skin cancer. It actually is quite a lot more common than melanoma, for example. One of the issues that we see now is that after surgical incision, these patients have a very high recurrence rate around the margins or the site where the cancer was removed. There's really nothing topical for these folks or other than surgery. So we're proposing an injection, so a local injection into the tumor with the siRNA therapy. And our hope is eventually to do proof of concept and the local injection, and then eventually use this as an IV therapy for patients with metastatic non-melanoma skin cancer. Those patients have a very high mortality rate, and there's really nothing to treat those folks. So we're hoping that this would be an adjunct therapy for metastatic non-melanoma cancer, as well as a local therapy.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Michael Molyneaux, Chief Medical Officer of Cernomics, a biopharmaceutical company engaged in the discovery and development of RNAi therapeutics against cancer and fibrotic diseases, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Molyneaux, how are RNA-based therapeutics different than DNA-based medicine?
Well, DNA-based medicine is considered basically gene therapy. RNAi has been around, and RNA-based therapeutics have been around a lot longer, so they're a lot further along in the development cycle. DNA-based therapy is still relatively new in terms of the landscape, and there's still a lot of technical issues that need to be worked out with DNA-based therapies, whereas RNAi and RNA therapies have some approved drugs, and We've got a long track record of safety in thousands and thousands of patients in clinical studies. I don't mean our company specifically, but the RNAi space in general has a long track record now in clinical trials with a couple of approved drugs. And DNA medicines basically enter the cell via a vector. Usually it's a virus predominantly at this stage. And then they work their way into the nucleus of the cell, and they have a manufactured DNA piece of material that then is supposed to make up for, let's say, a defect or an aberrancy in that individual's DNA structure. The RNA molecules, they work in the cytoplasm outside of the nucleus or the main space station of the cell, if you want to call it that. And they're more they do the building blocks. So the DNA has the blueprint, it has the plan for the proteins in the body. The RNA drugs, they more or less execute that plan. So what RNAi does is it stops aberrant protein production. So sometimes with genetic defects, they can produce abnormal RNA, and then this can then lead to abnormal protein production, and this can then have serious or biological effects on the body. So the RNAi therapeutics, it binds to that abnormal messenger RNA and stops that protein production. So I hope that gives you a good overview. It's kind of a complex topic. I'm trying to simplify it to give you a decent overview.
Certainly appreciate your input there also, and most helpful, good information. What are some of the drawbacks to RNAi-based therapy? Touch on some of those drawbacks there.
The main drawback to RNAi therapy is the ability to target diseases outside the liver. So currently, these RNAi molecules all need some type of carrier system, and the majority of that goes to the liver. So for liver diseases, it's phenomenal. It's probably one of the best therapeutics. And a lot of the clinical data, the early clinical data from companies in this space have been among the best of any therapeutic previously when targeting diseases of the liver. The issue is outside of that, there's not really effective organ targeting other than the liver at this stage. Companies are all working on this because that's the eventual goal, to be able to tailor an RNAi therapeutic to a specific target or a specific organ rather than the liver. But that would be the drawback now, targeting diseases outside the liver.
And taking that even further, what is Cernomics doing to address these challenges mentioned?
We're working to develop various methods to target organs and diseases outside the liver, and also specifically tumor types. So we're looking at building onto our carrier system, which is a polypeptide-based carrier system. And by adding different molecules to that carrier, we're now seeing that we can target specific organs outside the liver. This is all very early preclinical work, but the hope is that we can eventually manufacture these products and prove that they're safe in humans. And that would then allow us the ability to target a much broader range of diseases. And that's currently the big challenge within siRNA, and that's what we're working on now.
And again, as we mentioned earlier, we really appreciate what you're doing in the space through Cernomics and your fight against cancer and fibrotic diseases. As we conclude today, what should people keep in mind when thinking about cancer treatment?
I think in terms of cancer treatment, I think it's very important to recognize that we've come a long way with very revolutionary therapies, such as antibody therapies, immune checkpoint inhibitors, so that we've been able to cure a good percentage of folks with certain cancer types with these new modalities over the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years. But what we're seeing now emerge is that these single-agent modalities have a lot of limitations. So they performed extremely well in clinical studies. And as we move into the market, although they're providing functional cures to larger populations, we now know that the percentage is much less than we expected. And we're also discovering now ways to be much more selective with the particular medications that we're giving by examining the patient's particular mutations. And that's helped a lot too. But I think that the key is that it's going to be a multi-pronged approach. There's going to be, you know, 2 to 3 or beyond types of modalities or drugs that are going to need to be used to get these patients to what would be called a functional cure. I think you'll see cancer eventually be similar to HIV. Initially, single agents never worked. The virus always figured out a way to mutate around it. And now they've developed multi-drug cocktails that are very effective in controlling that disease. It's become essentially a chronic disease that people can live with. I think eventually you'll see cancer similar to that, except it will take multiple drugs and a multi-pronged approach.
Dr. Molyneaux, certainly appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio, for taking the time and for the information shared here today on behalf of Surnomics. If listeners wanted to get more information on Surnomics, where's the best place online to get further details?
I think the best place would be to go to our website, www.surnomics.com, and that would give you some information on the company, the therapeutic areas, the clinical trials that we're looking at, bit of the background, and also some contact information.
Certainly sounds easy enough, and we'll include a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well to be of help. Again, Dr. Molyneaux, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Michael Molyneaux, Chief Medical Officer of Surnomics, a biopharmaceutical company engaged in the discovery and development of RNAi therapeutics against cancer and fibrotic diseases. And for all the details, visit Surnomics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.